Hey, we're heading out to Parma today, and Western basketball coach, head coach Ryan Malnix, joins us. They're having a heck of a year at 10-3. Good afternoon, Ryan.
Hey, Greg, how's it going?
Good. And all three losses were just by a handful of points. You're right there, being just about 13-0.
Yeah, the games, I think we've lost. We lost the first game of the year. We got a late start this year because the football had a great season, and so we got a late start there. Another loss was at Chelsea, actually, Ypsilanti High, and just got off to a slow start and couldn't finish that. And then we lost to Coldwater. Coldwater won our league last year, and they got a lot of their guys back. So, and we lost to them on the road. So. Mm-hmm. We get them back here in another week and a half at our place, so we're looking forward to that.
Five wins in a row. What a game Friday night, Ryan. Tell our listeners a little bit about it.
Well, it was a great game. I don't know if Northwest fans would agree with that, but they were up 10 with about 3 minutes left, and I was kind of shaking my head. I didn't know really what else we could do. And then next thing you know, we got a couple steals. We hit Nathan Burke hit a couple threes, got a couple putbacks, made some free throws, and next thing you know, we were up three with 12 seconds left, and they missed, and we got the rebound and made two free throws to end it. And they were playing well. Northwest was playing really well. They have a freshman point guard that is just – he is tough. Mm-hmm. And really don't want to go against him for the next 3 years, but, you know, we don't have much of a choice. And they were shooting the ball well. But it was good. It was good that we came back and found a way to win.
Well, you're right there in the league race, you and Coldwater, both 7-1. Looks like you two will fight it out here.
Yeah, I think so. We play them a week from Friday. We have Penfield on the road Friday, and that'll be a tough one. They've got a young team, but they played well at times, and they actually gave Coldwater their only loss.
Uh-huh.
So, the advantage that we have, though, is if we can take care of business Friday, we do play Coldwater and Marshall at home. Coming down the stretch, which is a big help for us. And then we finish the season at Lumen and then at Harper Creek the last week of the regular season.
Mm-hmm. Lumen should play better probably the second half, don't you figure?
Yeah, definitely. They beat, I think, Penfield by about 20. I text their coach from time to time, and we text back and forth, and he's a pretty good guy, and just kind of give us pointers of, you know, what we think of our opponents and how we're playing. And last time we played them, one of their better players was out. So, you know, I'm assuming he'll be back the next time we play him, and it's at their place. So we'll have – yeah, it'll be a better game. I'm not expecting that.
As you mentioned, Northwest pretty capable.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. They're young, too. They've got three freshmen pulled up. They've got two freshmen, 1'6", 7", 1'6", 5". And they've got some shooters. They scare me because they've got about five guys that can shoot it from the outside, which I don't care what defense you're running. I mean, we've been pressing a lot this year. So as a result, we're going to give up open looks from time to time. And on Friday night, they were hitting them. And, you know, like I said, we were panicked for pretty much that last, going into the fourth quarter, being down 10. We were definitely sweating it quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. What a solid season for Nate Burke, coming off a couple different injuries. Barely got a chance to play last year, but boy, his numbers are pretty impressive right down the line.
Yeah, he's, I mean, geez, oh, Pete's. I mean, he does pretty much everything for us. And hard worker. I think what happened to him last year was just unfair. And we had talked with him quite a bit, too. I think some of it, his injuries, at least the beginning of the season last year, were attributed to him. He just didn't take a break. And we've talked with him about, you know, resting a little bit more and taking a day off here and there, and which is, a you know, as a coach, that's a great thing if we have to tell kids to take days off rather than begging them to get in the gym or the weight room.
Sure.
You know, and his body wore down, but this year he's focused. And like I said, I told him last year, I said, "Dear, things happen for a reason. That's just going to mean more for when you're a senior." And he's kind of taking that mentality that he's got the high, you know, high sense of urgency, and that every game could be his last. And he's just—I can't speak enough about what he's done for our team. And we're at 10-3, or where we're at, because of him too. It's a big reason for that.
So he can definitely play at the next level.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. This is kind of, if any of the college coaches are out there listening, you know, he's definitely somebody you'd want on your team. So. hopefully he'll get a little bit more attention as the season goes on, and we can hopefully make a run in the tournament, then, you know, that's when you see a little bit more college coaches show up to those games. And what hurt him also was he didn't play any AAU last spring because he was still hurt, and he didn't play any spring. He played a little bit, maybe one tournament in the summer. So that AAU circuit, that's where you get noticed a lot. And so he's flying under the radar, but I expect, you know, college teams and college coaches to be coming after him.
The word usually gets out, doesn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah, it should.
Well, you got some, well, you play at home tonight against Mason, but you got some good, nice home dates left. Should be exciting.
Yeah, we actually, our game was canceled tonight. We're trying to figure out a way to play Mason still. But after this week, you know, the dates to play them are pretty limited. And with us trying to make a run to win the league, we're going to try to protect our guys from playing on a back-to-back or a situation where they would not be ready for a conference game. So we're trying to shoot to play early next week against Mason if that works out. Mm-hmm. But then if not, we've got big home Friday night games against Coldwater and Marshall still. And then, like I said, the big one this Friday is Penfield. And that's always a tough place to play. And, you know, we try to tell our guys to embrace playing on the road. I've always enjoyed – I kind of like playing on the road sometimes compared to home.
Sure.
So we'll see. Well, it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, it looks like everybody's going to be backed up schedule-wise, and this is kind of late to try to make games up, isn't it?
Well, yeah, for sure. And then with the boys' schedule being a week earlier this year, we finished a week earlier than the girls, where it's always been reversed. Usually you had that last week between conference play and district play to make up those games. We just don't have that this year. So I think some teams are in a little bit worse position because they've actually had a lot of non-conference games scheduled towards the back end of their schedule, as we didn't really do that. So we just have one more non-conference game to play, whereas some other schools are sometimes they're playing three games in a week.
Mm-hmm.
We try to avoid that. Just because even to protect our kids' bodies, we're playing a little bit more up-tempo, and we're asking them to expend a lot of energy defensively. So that day off here and there really helps these guys.
So you'll get some rest tonight, I guess.
Yep, we're in practice tonight. I think tomorrow is going to be just so cold. I don't know if we'll be able to practice at all tomorrow. And then get back at it hopefully Thursday, and then hopefully the weather cooperates and we can play Friday night and, you know, go take care of business.
7-1 in the league, both Coldwater and Western here as we head down the stretch. Ryan, thanks for the visit. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Greg.